ABC Radio Australia.
Well, its election isn't until early next year in the Solomon Islands. Allegations of electoral fraud are still a hot topic as the Electoral Commission there begins distributing its list of provisional voters. Well, it's been cleaning up the roll. The Electoral Commission says it came across what it says were multiple attempts to cheat the system, including one person reportedly registering up to 10 times in different constituencies. The Commission says it's also surprised by the higher than expected number of vote transfers. That's where people have changed the constituency in which they were registered last election. From Honiara, here's Evan Wasuka.
This year's provisional list puts the number of voters in the country at almost 373,000, making it about 30% larger than the finalised voter list of the 2014 election. The Electoral Commission says it expects the total to be trimmed down, with voters having until January to review the list and to object to names that they believe should not be in their constituency. Solomon Islands Chief Electoral Officer Moses Aitala says they have already removed people with multiple registrations from the list.
We have removed a significant number of people who attempted to register more than once. Now, I can say right now that Mifala can tolerate if you say you register again and again and again, maybe three times, I'm all right, but go up like five times, six times, seven times, eight times, nine times. And our record now is someone attempted to register 10 times. This, to me, is a clear indication of an attempt to defraud the system.
Mr. Saitala says the office has been able to spot these attempts because of a biometric voter registration system. He says the system uses photos and fingerprint details, which makes cheating a difficult task.
The BVR system is very, very accurate. Never mind you change your name, your last name, or you change your color, your hair, dye, or whatever. The system will pick you up.
The Electoral Commission say they are assessing the incidents and will refer some cases to police for investigation. Another figure highlighted by the Electoral Commission was the 55,000 voters who transferred their registration to different constituencies.
This is the first time now we have reached this number of transfers. Huh? Never before we have come across. So I'm hard now to predict that we're going to be like this for about transfers, yeah. Cross-border.
Mr. Saitala has questioned the high number of voter transfers, which has been a hot topic of public debate on social media and on local talkback shows. He says it could be the result of candidates asking voters to register in their constituency, even when those voters may not actually live there.
When we start to see now, people not going to go transfers here. This is the time now we start to realize now whether you didn't win or you've been influenced now to go for. Now, if you are influenced like this, the onus is still on the voter now, because you still ever now make the choice. Sometimes you persuaded by a bag of rice or incentives like small one there. Yeah. That's why we really have to educate in public here that one penalty here is 50,000 there. Yeah. 5 years imprisonment if you go and register, giving misleading information here.
Matthew Valley is the Solomon Islands Police Commissioner. He says a new team is being formed to investigate possible election offences.
We are setting up a special election team as part of our NCID crime portfolio to look at these cases, not only for registration but any other electoral offences that might be brought to our attention over the period of the campaign, the objection and admissions period and NGE.
Mr. Valley says the police will focus on the most serious cases and the ones with the best chances of prosecution.
The police can't investigate every single complaint that's brought to our attention. What we will be doing with the Electoral Commission is evaluating them and triaging the most serious and compelling matters, and be looking for the evidence to support a prosecution in the courts.
Those who are prosecuted will be charged under a new electoral law with harsher penalties, and candidates found guilty of wrongdoing may be disqualified altogether.